Okay, show my letter from the time. The topic I'd like to share this evening, the Ezras Hashem, is one of these nightmare scenarios that can really disturb a person's Menuchas HaShabbos and Yishuv Adas. And that is the topic: what happens if a car alarm, a person's car alarm, goes off on Shabbos? In the winter, often, when there are large gusts of wind, it can happen that a car alarm becomes activated, and if it becomes activated on Shabbos, so is there anything that at all that a person can do? You can all of a sudden become the most unpopular person, you know, in the whole shchuna, in the whole area. All of a sudden, you know, there are, you know, wanted signs after this guy. His car alarm goes off on Shabbos. Is there anything that a person can do over here? So obviously, for a person to do a malacha themselves, obviously there's nothing to talk about over here. You know, just to save this discomfort, for a person to do a malacha themselves, unfortunately that won't be possible. But the question is, to what extent is a person allowed to ask an Einu Yehudi, can they ask a non-Jew to turn off their car alarm? When is it that you can turn off, when is it that you can ask a non-Jew, and when is it that you can't ask a non-Jew? And this halacha is unfortunately something that people don't know very, very, very well and very clearly. So I'd like to speak about this particular scenario. Let's start with the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Shin Zayin, Sif Hei. And the Shulchan Aruch there gives a few different scenarios that a person could ask a non-Jew to do certain malachas. And he's speaking about a malacha which itself is forbidden to do midrabonon. So the Shulchan Aruch says, "Rova she'enu malacha ve'enos la'asayis b'shabbos el mishum shvus." Something which when our Torah is allowed, the Rabbanon said, you're not allowed to. Then you're allowed to ask a non-Jew to do it on Shabbos, as long as either that's choyli, that the person is a little bit ill, or if there's a great necessity, a mitzvah, or for a mitzvah. Now, these are hotly discussed. When is it that these scenarios actually apply, and when is it that they don't apply? So we're going to zero in on something the Shulchan Aruch said over here, that if there's a tzorech harbeh, if there's a great necessity to do something, can you ask a non-Jew to do a malacha derabonon? We'll come back later to whether asking him to turn off the car alarm is a doraisa or a derabonon. But right now, let's speak about whether you can ask a non-Jew to do something which is also midrabonon, if there's a great tzorech, if there's a great necessity. Now over here, there's a big, big discussion that there seems to be a contradiction in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah in different places seems to say different things. So I'd like to share some of these sources with you. On the spot, in Sifkot and Chaf Beis, in Siman Shin Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah says, when you're allowed to do a melacha, when to ask a non-Jew to do an Issa Rabbonon, if there's a Tzorech Harbeh, if there's a great need, he says, well, wait a second, have a look at the Mogen Avraham. It's only B'mokam Hefzad Godel. It's only if there's going to be a great financial loss. If there's a great financial loss, okay, then you can ask a non-Jew to do something which is forbidden midrabonon. But if it's just a tzorech, a necessity, but there is no financial loss over here, so then he seems to imply that you would not be allowed to ask the non-Jew to do this midrabonon. However, in Siman Shin Yud Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Chaf Hei, speaks about the following. He says, if a person receives a new pair of shoes, and the new pair of shoes are tefurim yachad, that they are actually sewn together, or they are tied together with a kesher shel kayomo. So what is a person allowed to do? So the Mishnah Berurah says, kol kesher shu osay lizman v'leilis knot, and the knot was made not to be there forever, it was made to be there for a temporary amount of time, a temporary time, but afilu lo kesher hamis, even if it's a strong knot, you can ask a non-Jew to tie it or untie it, to have a shvus to shvus, because it's a shvus to shvus. The principle is, to ask a non-Jew to do something itself is something which is forbidden midrabonon. The Rishonim discuss, why is it that you can't ask a non-Jew to do something? Some say, the Rambam says, because otherwise Shabbos will be kalo ba'einecho, you'll just treat Shabbos very, very lightly, maybe you'll come to do a malacha yourself. If you see that the non-Jews, you know, are just doing things on behalf of you, Rashi says maybe he's considered like a shliach for you. Different reasons the non-Jew is not allowed to do something. But if it's a shvus to shvus, if the thing you're asking him to do is itself a derabonon, so then when is it that Chazal says, okay, well that's okay then, and when is it they said that you can't? So here the Mishnah Berurah is saying that if it's a shvus to shvus, If asking a non-Jew to do something which itself is osa midrabbonon, like undoing or tying up this temporary knot, so then he says that's okay. It's Torah Harbeh. If there's a great necessity for it, for example, this is the only pair of shoes that you've got, your new pair of shoes, so then he says you'll be allowed to. And he says also in Shin Kaf Hei, Sif Samach, If there's a great necessity, you can ask a non-Jew to do something which is forbidden midrabbonon. So we see over here, even though in the first source we quoted, he seems to say, well, only if there's a financial loss, but we see at least in two other places that he says that you are allowed to ask a non-Jew to do malachot rabbonon if there is a tzeirach gadol, if there is a great need. Okay, now what about electricity in our case? Is electricity a d'oraisa or is it the rabbonon? So we've discussed many times that this is a huge debate that the Gedolei HaPoskim discussed over a long period of time. There's the Chazon Ish who's worried that this is a boina, this is your building, because when you're connecting or disconnecting a circuit, so he says that that's actually building because you're taking components, you're putting them together or disconnecting them in a useful way. So he says that it's a osa, that it's a issa d'oraisa, it's written from the Torah, whereas there are others, including Rishleim Zalman Urbach and Minchas Shleim Achelek Aleph Sif Yud Aleph Simon Yud Aleph, who say that it's forbidden midrabbonon. For midrabbonon, it would be if the rabbonon would be the yisoidus of Yisroi, the rabbonon would apply to electricity. Your moilid, it's like you're creating something which is new, and he says that it's osa midrabbonon. So over here, when it comes to asking a non-Jew in a case of a tzeirach gadol to do something for me, we said you're allowed to ask him to do something which is forbidden midrabbonon. Now over here, electricity, the jury's out. Is it osa d'oraisa or is it osa d'rabbonon? And here we're going to have a big ramification of it. If we say it's osa d'rabbonon, then we'd be allowed to ask a non-Jew to turn off the alarm, to turn off the car lights, you know, if they were by mistake left on or anything like that. If it's osa d'rabbonon, then you'd be allowed to, whereas if you'd say it's osa d'oraisa, then you would not be allowed to ask them to do this. So there's Shevet Halevi in Chelek Ches, Simon Mem Zayin, and in other places as well. And he says you would not be allowed to ask a non-Jew to do this. He says we have to be choshesh for the shit of the Chazon Ish and Arachaim Simon Nun Sivkot and Tess, who says that it's forbidden in our Torah. So he takes the strict view over here, and he says you'd not be allowed to. However, in Menachas Yitzchok Chelek Gimel, Siman Chaf Gimel, he says it's going to be permitted. He sides with Shlomo Zalman Urbach that electricity is something which is forbidden midrabbonon. And this is really what seems to be the many of the contemporary poskim, certainly the local poskim, and I believe that this seems to be the mainstream halacha in general, is that when it comes to asking a non-Jew to do something electrical, so we take on like the shittas who say that it's also midrabbonon, like we just quoted over here this Minchas Yitzchok. And therefore, since we take on that, even though electricity for a yid to do something, we take on its osam in Hatzairah, but over here, since there is debate about this anyway, so therefore we would say that certainly, according to the Menachas Yitzchok, you would be allowed to ask a non-Jew to activate or deactivate something electrical if there is a significant tzorach. And over here, not to get, you know, Molotov cocktails from the neighbours if the car alarm is going. Well, to turn off the car alarm, so, you know. Okay, but that would also be, that even, it was a different type of electricity, but it would still be considered boina or moilid, it would still come under the same general categories over here. So, again, just like to conclude by saying that with these things, it's difficult to apply. If we hear this about this particular topic, we shouldn't just apply it to all different other types of topics, because there are lots of different criteria over here. But the bottom line is that certainly according to the Menachas Yitzchok, though not everybody agrees with this, but certainly according to the Menachas Yitzchok, we would allow, there's always better to hint, but in such a case, even a real Amira would be allowed over here, because this is a Torah of God. You'd even be allowed to actually ask the non-Jew, please can you deactivate the car? He's probably doing it for himself anyway, because he also probably, is disturbing his Oynag Saturday, such a thing. So the bottom line is that we would consider this Shvus to Shvus, B'mokom Tzorach Gadol, and we see from the Mishnah Brura and this Menachas Yitzchok over here that there would be room to allow to ask him to do that. Sorry, just one second. That's a longer discussion because there are more factors over there depending on how